course, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You can subscribe online at equip.org or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The current issue of the Christian Research Journal cover story, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. The book was released this month, and so that's the feature of this month's journal as well. Have you ever wondered why prosperity preachers redefine faith as a force? Why they attempt to talk their devotees into believing that Adam was an exact duplicate of God, no difference, no distinction? Why perpetuate the pretext that every born-again person is as much an incarnation as was Jesus Christ of Nazareth? What's the point? Well, the answer might surprise you. Turning the gospel of grace into a gospel of greed takes a complete revision of what faith preachers describe as traditional Christianity. Jesse Duplantis is a classic case in point. Addressing Cornerstone pastor and televangelist John Hagee, Duplantis explains that God is his comforter because he says when you got some stuff, it brings you comfort. Jesse's reasoning, it's remarkable to put it mildly. After clarifying that he is not just a millionaire, but a multimillionaire, Jesse says to Hagee, "The Lord, I give him glory, is my comforter. He is my comforter, Dr. Hagee. I live in comfort." That's not only spiritually, that's physically too, because when you've got some stuff, it brings you comfort. Jesse goes on to pontificate that those who would say otherwise know nothing about the Bible. And then, with great aplomb, he quotes Jesus saying, "The destruction of the poor is their poverty," and challenges those who he says know nothing about the Bible to explain that. Talk about biblical revisionism. It was Jesus Christ who warned, "Watch out. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And then the Lord told his disciples the parable of the rich fool who was looking to his possessions for his security. Jesus didn't even condemn possessions by themselves, but instead pointed out the absolute foolishness of a temporary rather than an eternal perspective. And he did not mince words. Jesus quoted his father as saying to the rich man, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you." The master's command was always the same: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. How unlike the message of the faith teachers. They relentlessly hawk this idea that prosperity is the divine right of every believer. It's a brand of Christianity that is little more than a baptized greed garbed in a thin veneer of Christianese. Jesus said, "Woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry." As such, his message is the inverse of that of Duplantis and the rest of the faith teachers who pontificate that poverty is a curse. Or to Hagee, who likewise communicates that not only poverty is a curse, but that it is the direct result of sin. Well, Christianity in Crisis explores a brand new cadre of faith teachers who have rock star platforms, and they command the attention of media moguls. They have platforms that the old faith teachers in the 20th century could only have, dreamed of. And their message is proliferating like wildfire. It's all about having faith in your faith as opposed to having faith in your God. It is a complete distortion of the biblical message. And it is now so pervasive that I had to write Christianity Crisis 21st Century to combat the errors that have gone through a metamorphosis and have, in fact, gone from bad to worse. Error begets error, and heresy begets heresy, and that is precisely what has happened to the faith movement. Again, the cover story of the current issue, the Christian Research Journal, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, the book, the journal, all available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and 100% of the proceeds go to carrying this ministry and this message around the world. Go to the World Wide Web, subscribe online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org, or speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.